So let's review. The Gemara teaches, Kol mezakeh sarabim ein chet ba'al yodoy. Whoever brings spiritual benefits to others will have heavenly protection from sin, kedesh lo yehu begehenim v'tamida began Eden. Whereas kol amachdei sarabim ein maspikim b'yodoy la'aseh tshuva. Whoever causes others to sin will be prevented from heaven from being able to repent, shlo yehu began Eden v'tamida begehenim. The Gemara continues to explain several statements of the Mishnah on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. Someone who says, I will sin now and repent later, will not be afforded the opportunity from heaven to repent. He will have to work harder on his own to do tshuva. The Gemara explains that the lashon of echte v'ashev is repeated twice to highlight the point. Once a person commits a sin and then repeats the same sin, the issur becomes a light in the person's eyes as if it is permitted. Similarly, if one says, I'll sin now, and Yom Kippur will atone for my sins, Yom Kippur will not provide him with atonement. Yom Kippur only atones for sins between man and Hashem. However, Yom Kippur does not atone for sins between man and his fellow man until he has first gained forgiveness from his friend who he offended. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learns this from the pasuk Michol chatei seichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Yom Kippur only forgives the sins that are before Hashem. The Gemara expounds on this point. Amar Yitzchok, kol amaknin es chaveroi afilu bedvarim tzorach lefaisei. If a person upset his friend even verbally, he must appease him before Yom Kippur. Amar Chizda, v'tzorach lefaisei b'shalosh shuros shel shleish bnei adam. If need be, he must ask for forgiveness three times, each time before three people. However, he does not need to ask more than three times, as we see from the brothers of Yosef, who said, using the word na three times. If the offended party died, he should bring 10 people to his grave and say, Chatasi la'Hashem l'kei Yisrael, v'l'pleini shechavalti boy. I have sinned against Hashem and this person. When Reb Zeri was wronged by someone, Reb Zeri would make himself available to that person so that he would have an opportunity to ask him for forgiveness. Rav was wronged by a certain butcher who did not come all year to ask for forgiveness. Erev Yom Kippur, Rav went to the butcher to give him an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. However, the butcher acted very disrespectfully towards Rav, and while he was cutting the meat, a bone flew up and killed the butcher. The Gemara relates another story. Rav have a pasuk sidra kamei to Rabbi. Rav was reciting a passage in Tanakh before Rabbi. When Rav Chiya entered, he began again from the beginning. This repeated itself when Bar Kapara, and then Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi, entered. Then Rav Chanina Bar Chama entered, and Rav felt that he could not go back to the beginning again. Rav Chanina was offended. For 13 consecutive years, Rav went to Rav Chanina on Erev Yom Kippur to try and appease him to no avail. Rav went beyond the halacha that one needs only ask three times. Rav Chanina was persistent in his refusal to forgive, even though Rav had taught, someone who goes beyond exacting justice and forgives others will be forgiven by Hashem, because he had a dream that Rav would become a great Torah leader. And he therefore kept shunning Rav in order that Rav should move to Bavel, which he did, and there he became a great Torah leader of the diaspora. The Gemara next discusses the mitzvah of vidui. Tanaban, mitzvah zvidui erev Yom Kippur imchashecha. Vidui ideally should be said on Yom Kippur at dark. Aval amr chacham yisvada koidim shayecha v'yishta shemeti tarv daita besuda. The Chacham were concerned that one might drink too much at the meal and would not be able to say vidui properly, and so we add vidui at the end of mincha on erev Yom Kippur as well. Nonetheless, the vidui was instituted at the end of every one of the tefillas of Yom Kippur. V'avpi shezvad arvis, yizvad shachris, shachris, yizvad b'musav, b'musav, yizvad b'mincha, b'mincha, yizvad b'ne'ila. V'heichen amroi, where is the vidui inserted? Yochad achar tefillasai, v'shlich tzibba oimri b'emtza. The individual adds the vidui at the end of the tefillah, and the shlich tzibba inserts it in the middle of chazar sashatz. The Gemara brings various opinions as to what the vidui is comprised of. Amar Rav, Atu Yodea Razi Olam. V'Shmuel Amar, Memamake Halev. Yeritzim lefanecha shle echta, umashachatasi, mirek brachamecha rabim avoloi alide yisurim. Vahaina vidui de rava kuleshata, ud ravam nuna zuta biyam de kipure. This lashon of ravam nuna was the vidya that rava would recite throughout the year, and ravam nuna zuta on yom kippur. Amma zucha, loy amarin ad loy amar avol nachnu chotanu. Avol amar avol nachnu chotanu sulay tzarech. All these extra lashonis taught by these amaraim need not be recited if he already said Aval Nachnu Mavaseinu Chatanu, which is the Ikar Vidur. We'll review the rest of the Amud with the next daf.